Captain Joe Cummings.
That's fine.
What was he? Did he have a special demeanor during practice? Or
I think he, you know, obviously dealt with some adversity this week and things didn't go the way he wanted, and you hope your older guys step up. And I thought Joe had a lot of energy this week. He was very positive. You know, he had a high sense of urgency, and that's what you hope.
Yeah. You never thought the game would be this easy.
No.
Never.
No, I thought they were pretty good. I mean, he beat Stony Brook last week, and Stony Brook is a pretty good team, and you know, they were a top 15 team last year and in the NCAA quarterfinals, I think, 2 years ago. So they were good. I thought, you know, they have a faceoff guy that's done very well, and they've been able to hold possession. So I think getting a couple breaks early, Nico played well early. And Nico had 8 saves at halftime, so the score was a little misleading. So I thought it was great to see Nico respond. You know, obviously Tuesday, you know, wasn't his best day, but we have a lot of faith in him. And he certainly, you know, bounced back, and that's what you hope a really good player will do.
4 goals for your freshman, Jay Carlson.
He just got a nose for the goal. I don't know how he does it, but somehow, some way, he gets it done.
All right, maybe the UMBC game was a wake-up call. What do you think?
I don't know. That's too early. You know, we prepared as much for that game as any game we've done all year. You know, after the game at Duke, we drove up and got that film, and we watched that game on Saturday night. I mean, gosh, we felt like we knew them well. We made our guys aware of what we thought they were, you know, good at. We tried to prepare. You know, midweek games are tough, and you saw that this week. The midweeks are tough.
Yeah. All right, Coach, good win, 4-1. It's not the end of the world.
No, you just got to get the next one.
All right.